Blog Talk Radio.
Salamta, salamta, Tenasalin, here, coronation, 93rd coronation anniversary. Call this Coronation Thursdays right here, Upper Room of Zion, here. That's right up, 93rd anniversary of the anointing and crowning of the King of Kings, Kamal HaSelassie, as well as the crowning of his consort, and our Queen Mother, Tegemenin. Right here.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room of Zion, what they be on, distinguishing the light seeker from the peon. Rise, say it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit and watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name, kept the Maui Haile Selassie, the first will reign. The open of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering, it's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating, stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room. Upper room. Upper room. Upper room.
The upper room. The upper room.
Yeah. Coronation, 93rd anniversary.
Great is the King, and great is his name to be praised. Ancient of days, Lord Haile Selassie the first.
I love him.
He's King of Kings,
Simon.
Lord of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, healing Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie first.
And Degana again.
Great is the King, and great is his name to be praised. Ancient of days, Lord Haile Selassie the first.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren.
So here we're talking about real Zion, no ism, no schism, real Zion.
Father, who art in Zion, all the way. Thine will be done on earth, all the way be thy name.
Like a family reunion, Zion in a vision, Yahweh there.
Coronation, the crowning, but actually the significance, Christ, Messiah, Mashiach, anointed in his kingly character. When we read and study the liturgy of the coronation, the Sarata Nix, the Sarata, it's a good phrase, means the order of kinging, of making king or becoming king, is with the anointing. That anointing, that ancient Israelite, that ancient house of David prescription, that ancient Israelite prescription of the anointing before the crowning, and that crowning also of his consort. But we're emphasizing right here the Moshiach, that revelation prophecy and revelation being revealed and actualization. Actually, that's the key word. Thy son, heal up the Rastafari round table, heal up priests, Isaac, all the other brothers, Icoma, Dred, yes, I, Ras Kwame, also Ras Sefa Selase. Yes, yes, here, Ras Iadonis, Yadin, right here. And here we have today's daily psalm according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek. We have Psalm 24, appointed for November 2nd. Interesting. Also, today's daily psalm is also the evening psalm of the first day. The first day in that coronation was on the first day. In other words, was on what they call in the West Sunday, on the Ehud, Yom HaRishon, on the first day. So here, let's ride up right here. Today's daily psalm and the connection, significance with coronation day, anointing and coronation of the King of Kings.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah, 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 Selah.
Hey, brother. Muta, Muta, Muta Baruka, what sayest thou? Muta Baruka, Luciano.
This is Psalms 24 without apology. Muta Baruka and Luciano, trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
World and they that
dwell therein. For he hath found it upon the sea.
He hath born and he done the sea.
And established it upon the flood.
Establish it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jacob? Who shall stand in the hill?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands and a pure heart.
And
who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor scorned his equally? He hath received the blessing from Jaja, and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him the most high God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob. Your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in.
And the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
Say,
Emperor Haile Selassie I. Shall come in.
And the King of glory, yes, the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory? Emperor Haile Selassie I. He is the King of glory.
Who is the King of glory?
Rastafari. He is the King of glory. King of glory.
Who is the King of glory?
Who is the King?
Who is the King of glory?
Who is the King of glory?
Emperor Haile Selassie I.
Emperor
of Ethiopia. King of kings. Lord of lords. Conquering lion in the tribe of Judah. He makes up himself. Light of the world.
That's the man Muta, Muta Baruka and Luciano saying right there, Psalm 24 here. Today's daily psalm, also the coronation day, according to the royal order, the psalms for the evening of the first day, that's Sunday, and here, Prince Spark.
The earth is Lord and the fullness thereof, with the earth that dwell therein. For he hath found it upon the sea, and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure in heart, who are not lifted of his souls unto vanity, nor sword deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. Yeah. This is a generation of them that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your head, ye gates, and let the kings of glory come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord mighty, mighty in battle. Lift up thy gates, and let the King of glory come in. Yeah. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. We hear that deer that dwells therein, yeah. For he had found it up on the sea and established it up on the flood. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that have cleaved and a pure in heart, who are not lifted up his souls unto vanity, nor so deceitfully. He shall receive a blessing from his Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Yeah. Who have eyes to see, let them see. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither envious against workers of iniquity. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, yeah. For he that found it up on the sea and established it up on the flood. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that have clean hands and a pure in heart, who are not lifted up his souls unto vanity, nor so deceitfully. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Lift up thy everlasting door and let the King of glory come in. Yeah. Down inside the stone was a rolling in a Babylon. A black stone was rolling in a Babylon. Daniel saw the stone, yeah. Daniel saw the stone was a rolling in a Babylon. Daniel saw the stone, black stone, The earth is a lot and the fullness thereof, with ear that deer that dwell therein. For he had found it up on the sea and established
the river there. Today's coronation day, the first day of the Shavua, the first day of the strong, first day of the week, the evening psalm, Psalm 24, and here for coronation day, also Psalm 24. So we had Muta, Baruka, and Luciano. Then we have Prince Farai. Yes, I rest and bless his soul in grace, rise in glory. But here from the prince here to the queen Makeda, right here with clean hands, Psalm 24.
The world and all שנה ועל נהרות יחוננה מי יעלה בהר בהר יהי נקי כפיים ובר לבב נקי כפיים ובר לבב you have clean hands and a pure heart hey you have clean hands and a pure heart
who can stand to his holy mountain who can stand in his holy place he who has clean hands and a pure
דוד מזמור, אדוני הארץ ומלואה, תבל ויושב שבבה, כי הוא על ימים יסדה, ועל נהרות יכוננה, מי יעלה בהר אדוני, מי יקום במקום קודשו. נקי כפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשווא נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה, יישא ורחם את אדוני, וצדקה אלוהי אישעו. זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך יעקב סלע, שאו שערים ראשיכם, ינשאו פתחי העולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד, מזה מלך הכבוד, אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה, שאו שערים ראשיכם, ושאו פתחי העולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד, מזה מלך הכבוד, אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד סלע.
A Hebrew chant right there, there's there. Just compliment Queen Makeda with clean hands, Niki Kapayim, Ubar Lebav, clean hands and a purified heart. Here we have Coronation Day Psalm, the first day psalm. And remember, Coronation 1930 was on the first day of the Shavuah. So right here, here, here. Let's ride up the Royal Amharic right here.
Here we have today's daily psalm. We have song.
Mazmur 23 Bekenef 24 በመጀመሪያ ሰንበት የዳዊት መዝሙር ምድርና ሞላዋ ለእግዚአብሔር ናት ዓለምም በእርሷም የሚኖር ሁሉ እርሱ በባህሮች መስርቷልና በፈሳሾችም አጥንቷልና ወደ እግዚአብሔር ተራራ ማን ይወጣል በቅድስናው ስፍራ ማን ይቆማል እጆቹ የነጹ ልቡም ንጹህ የሆነ ነፍሱን ለከንቱ ያላነሳ ለባልንጀራውም በሽንገላ ያልማለ እርሱ ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ በረከትን ከመድኃኒቱ አምላክ ምሕረትን ይቀበላል ይህች ትውልድ እርሱን የምትፈልግና የያዕቆብን አምላክ ፊት የምትፈልግ እናንት መኳንንቶች በሮችን ክፈቱ የዘላለም ደጆች ይከፈቱ የክብርም ንጉስ ይግባ ይህ የክብር ንጉስ ማን ነው እግዚአብሔር ነው ብርቱና ኃያል እግዚአብሔር ነው በሰልፍ ኃያል እናንተ መኳንንቶች በሮችን ክፈቱ የዘላለም ደጆችም ይከፈቱ የክብርም ንጉስ ይግባ ይህ የክብር ንጉስ ማን ነው የጭፍሮች አምላክ እግዚአብሔር እርሱ የክብር ንጉስ ነው
So right here, here, here for Psalm 24, I'd like to share a reasoning. As Psalm 24 is themed, the prayer upon entering the holy place. Now make sure keep the connection with the anniversary, this 93rd right here, here, here for the anointing and crowning of the King Messiah. Right here, 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 Psalm 24. Prayer upon entering the holy place.
Salam to Tenayis Aling. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter. Hebrews and hereafter. Hebrews and Salam to Tenayis Aling. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek, the righteous king, Godamawi, Kadamawi, Haile Selassie. We have Mezmore Dawit Haya Arat. Mezmor Haya Arat. Psalm 24. Wode Mekdes Megbia Tselot. Wode Mekdes. Wode Mekdes. To the sanctuary. Megbia, the entrance. Entering into the sanctuary. Wode Mekdes Megbia Tselot. The prayer upon entering, going to the holy place, the Mekdes. The Mekdes in Amharic, corresponding with the Mikdash, the holy place, the tabernacle, the temple, right, the sanctuary, literally the holy, to the holy place. What a Mekdes, a Mekbiyaz Elot. Theme of today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, Psalm 24. Here we're going to compare and contrast side by side. The royal Amharic, the pure language, according to Zephaniah, chapter 3, verses 9 and 10 right there. Also, we have Revelation 5:5, HSV, Haile Selassie version, otherwise known as the Authorized, Revised Amharic Bible, HSV, side by side, the KJV, make I and I ride up, Besim Av, Wewelid, Wemenfesed Kadus, Ahadu Amlak, in name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source, in Jemberal, and we begin. Beginning with a superscription right here. The Mejmeria Senbet, Ye Dawit Mezmor. The Mejmeria, in the beginning of the Senbet, in the beginning of the Sabbath, some interpret it as Ye Dawit Mezmor. Another way that's interpreted, since this is Sunday, this is the first day. The first day, the Ehud, as we call it Ethiopically, the Ehud, from Ahad, Ahadu, Ahad, one, the first day. Sunday is Sunday evening song. It's known as Sunday evening song. According to Ethiopia, the kingdom of God, and also from our roots and the Judaic roots, even in modern Judaism, it's the psalm of the first day, the Yom HaRishon, the first day of Sunday psalm. So Senbet often is interpreted as a Sabbath, but it means the seventh, and it's inclusive of the 6 days before, right, as one whole set. So one way of interpreting this is in the beginning of the Sabbath, the Mejmeria Senbet Yedawit Mezmor, a psalm of David. Another way of interpreting this from the ancient interpretation is in the beginning of the seven. In the beginning, we say the Shavua. So when we say Shabbat, people often look at that day, but it's inclusive also of the Shavua, the seven, from that Afro-Shemitic, that root of seven. So Bemejmeria Senbet Yedawit Mezmor. Bemejmeria, in the beginning, Senbet, the Sabbath, here in the context of the first day, the Ehud or the Sunday evening song, Judaically, Ethiopically, according to the Ethiopic church, the true church and the professing church, yet Dawit of David, Mezmor, a psalm, a chant, a vocal intonation of David. Kutaran, Midrina Molawa, Le Exiavihirna, Talamim Baruswam, Yaminoru Hulu. The earth is Exiavihirs, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, Father. Midrina Molawa, Le Exiavihirna. Midrina, the earth, the earthly plane, and Midrina, Molawa, and her fullness, Molawa, le egziari hernat. She is the earth and her fullness. She is for the sustainer. The earth is egziari, the sustainers, and the fullness thereof. Alemim ba'er swam yaminoruhulu, alemim. The world and the world, alem, the alem, alemim, and the world, be'er swa, in her, be'er swam, and in her, yaminoru, hulu, all those who dwell, yaminoru, those dwelling, hulu, 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 hulu is all. the world, and they and all they that dwell therein, all they that dwell in her in the earth. Mizrina, Molawa Legziavirnat, Alimimba Arswami Minoruhulu Kuter Hulet. Verse 2. For he hath founded it, he hath founded her upon the seas and established it, established her upon the floods. Ursu, he himself, Ursu, Bebahiroch, Misurto Atalina, has founded her upon the Bahiroch, Bebahiroch, Misurto Atalina, has founded her upon the seas. There, Fasashochim, Fasashoch, the floods, the rivers, in a sense, for the flowing of the pouring out of the waters, Befasashochim, and upon the flowing out of the waters, the floods, Asinato Atalina, has established, made her firm. Kuter source, verse 3. What egg tarara? Mani watal. Bekadisna wisifra. Mani komal. Who shall ascend into the hill of Egeziari, the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yahweh, he who be, who he be, his divine majesty. Who shall ascend into the hill of the sustainer? Or who shall stand in his holy, his set apart, his isla, his holy place? Bekadisna wis. Kedisana, Kedisana, holy, Bekedisana, and as concerning his holy, his the holiness of holiness, his holiness, Sifra, Bekedisana, Sifra, and as concerning the place of his holiness, Bekedisana, Sifra, man yikoman, man, who, man yikoman, who shall stand, what a gziavi hertarara, man yuatan, Bekedisana, Sifra, man yikoman, kuter arat, verse 4. Ejochu yenetsu, lebum nitsuhe yahone, nefsun lakentu yalanesa, lebalinjarawima beshingela yalmale. He that hath clean hands, ejochu yenetsu, and a pure heart, lebum nitsuhe yahone, who hath not lifted up his soul to vanity, nefsun lakentu yalanesa, nor sworn deceitfully, lebalinjarawima beshingela yalmale. Here we have a little diversion here between the KJV and the HSV. Here we have Le Balin Jera Wim, and for his bread companion, Bale Injera, Injera, bread Bale Injera, his bread companion or his neighbor, Le Balin Jera Wim, and for his neighbor, Beshingela Yalmale, has not sworn. Deceitfully is a translation, but Shingela, Shingela is like flattery, it's like coaxing, it's like cajoling. For a little baby to calm a baby down is good, but for a grown person, right, in the maturity and objective reality is deceptive. Kuter Amist, verse 5. Arsu, ka egziavir zen barekatin kamet hanitu amlakim mehretin ikabalal. He shall kabalal, he shall receive. He shall receive Kabbalah, he shall receive Yikabalal, the Barakat, the blessing. The blessing from the sustainer of the good, the generous, the open-handed Father. Also, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Now, here in the Royal Amharic, it says, and from the salvation source, the source of his salvation, mercy, meheretin, ikabalal, he will kabbalah, he will receive. Kutar Sadist, verse 6. Yehich tulid arsunya mitafalignat ya yaikovin amlakfitya mitfalig. This she, this is the generation. Yehich this in the she sense. This she, yehich tulid, this generation. Arsun, he himself, yamitafalignat, she seeks him. This is the generation that seeks him. Yehich tulid arsun yamitafalignat ya yaikovin amlakfitya yamitfalig. That seek thy face, O Jacob, say la, pause. Yeah, Ikobin of Jacob Amlak, the source of Jacob's feet, the face, the perception of the source of Ya'ikob, Yamita Falig, she who seeks this generation. Yehich Tulid Arsun, Yamit Falignat. Yeah, Ikobin Amlak feet, Yamit Falig. Kuter Sabbat, verse 7. Inant mekwanin toch, baroche na kafetu, izalem de dochim y kafetu, yakavrim negus yigba. Lift up your heads, inant, all of y'all mekwanin toch, all of y'all Mekonnens, Makanens, Mekwanen Toch, you can say judges, right? Princes shall come out of Egypt. Mekwanent, Kagibit, Ye Metalu. Here we have Enant Mekwanen Toch. All of y'all judges, officers, in the sense of Mekonnen, right? Ras Mekonnen, in the sense of Mekonnen, Makanen, in the plural sense, Mekwanen Toch, Enant, all of y'all, Mekwanen Toch, all of your officers. Barochin Kafetu. Open the gates. Barochin Kafetu. Barochin Kafetu. Yazalem Barochin Yikafetu. And let the eternal doors be opened. Yazalem de Jochim Yikafetu. Yakavrim Nugus Yikpa. And the Kavrim Nugus. Yakavrim Nugus. Yakavrim Nugus. Yakavrim Nugus. And of glory Nugus, the king, Yikba, shall come in and let the king of glory come in. Kuter Cement, verse 8. Yeah, yeah, cover the goose. Man, no. Exiavi herno, Bertuna Hayal. Exiavi herno, Beself Hayal. Who is this king of glory? Yeah, yeah, yeah. This thing from Yehitch. Yehitch is she, right? This she. He is, yeah. This he. Yeah, yeah, covering the goose. Yeah, covering the goose of the cover, the glory, honor. Yeah, covering the goose of glory, king, king of glory. Man, no. Man, who? Now who is he? Yeah, yeah, covering the goose. Man, no. Who is this king of glory? Egziavi herno. Bartuna hayal. Egziavi herno. Beself hayal. The sustainer of the good, the generous, the open-handed. Our father. He is. He be. Bartuna. Strong. Bartuna. Bertu. Strong. Inna and Bertuna Hayal and powerful. Egazi Aviharno. He is the sustainer. Beself Hayal. Beself in battle, in the protestation. Right? The protestation implied as the battle. Beself Hayal. He is powerful. He is mighty. He is strong in battle. Kuter Zeteng. Verse 9. Enante Mekwanen Toch, Barochin Kafetu, Yazalam de Jochim Yikafetu, Yekavrim Nugus Yikba. Lift up your heads, y'all, Mekwanen Toch, princes, officers, Barochin Kafetu. Oh, ye gates, even lift them up, open, Barochin, open the gates, Barochin Kafetu, Yezalalem Dejochim Yikafetu, Ye Zalalem of forever, Dejochim the gates, Yikafetu, being open, let them being open, them being open, Yekavrim Negus Yikba, and the King of Glory shall come in, Kuter Aser, verse 10, Yeah, covering the goose. Man, no. Yeah, chifroch amlak a gaziavi her. Arsu, yeah, covering the goose no. Who is this king of glory? This king of glory? Who is he? Yeah, chifroch amlak a gaziavi her. The Lord of hosts. He is Arsu, yeah, covering the goose no. He is the king of glory. Selah, pause. Here we have a very interesting nuance right here in the Royal Amharic in the Metzhaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Line of the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, Gormawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie. Here, yes, Yekavrim Negus, man, no, Yechifroch, Amlak, Gaziavi, Yechifroch, Chifra, or Chifra, Chifra, we have Chifra. It's an ancient kind of archaic term, an interesting term. It appears here, I think, in a few other places in the Metzhaf Kedus in the Book of the Seven Seals. It's translatable as, and we're referring here to the Abyssinica, right, a good reference right here, it's an accompaniment. It can mean an accompaniment. It can mean a soldier, like soldiers in a sense of a swarm. And it's often linked with an accompaniment in the sense of musically, right, with one particular reference. It can also be dancers in that sense, an accompaniment of dancers, a swarm. It's a very interesting, culturally speaking, word. And to bring out the fuller full, we probably have to go into this a little more in detail. But for right now, suffice it to say, Yechifroch Amlak, the source of the Chifroch, the source of the accompaniments, the source of the soldiers, the source of the swarm, like nuff, nuff, nuff ones, like the warriors in that sense, the Lord of hosts, or the source of the hosts, Egezi Avi, the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed, Av, Father, Ersu, he, himself, Ersu, the pronoun, emphatic, he, and none other, Ersu, Yekubur Ngusna, he is the king of glory. word accompaniment, just a little more note right here, my fellows, right here, fellow Dek Amez Amoret disciples and Talmudim right here, accompaniment, chifra. The chifra is an accompaniment in the sense of the musical part which provides the rhythmic and or harmonic support for the melody or main themes of a song or instrumental piece. There are many different styles and types of accompaniment or chifra in different genres and styles of music. In homophonic music, the main accompaniment approach used in popular music is a clear vocal melody is supported by subordinate chords. In popular music and traditional music, the accompaniment part typically provides the beat for the music and outlines the chord progression of the song or instrumental piece. The accompaniment for a vocal melody or instrumental solo can be played by a single musician playing an instrument such as a piano, a pipe organ, or a guitar. While any instrument can, in theory, be used as an accompaniment instrument, keyboard and guitar family instruments, they tend to be used if there is only a single instrument, as these instruments can play chords and bass lines simultaneously. Chords and a bass line are easy to play simultaneously on keyboard instruments, but a finger-picking guitarist can play chords and a bass line simultaneously on the guitar. A solo singer can accompany herself or himself by playing guitar or piano while he or she sings, and in some rare cases, a solo singer can even accompany himself or herself just using his or her voice and body. For example, Bobby McFerrin. Look more. Alternately, the accompaniment, the chifra, and here your chifroch, I'm locked to understand this in the true sense, in the innermost of the inner sense, in the revelation of Rastafari. We have alternately, we have the accompaniment to a vocal melody or instrument solo can be provided by a musical ensemble, ranging in size from a duo, like the cello, piano, guitar, and double bass, the synthesizer, and percussion, or a trio, like in a rock power trio of electric guitar, electric bass, and drum kit, and organ trio. A quartet, a string quartet in classical music can accompany a solo singer, a rock band or rhythm section in rock and pop, a jazz quartet in jazz, all the way to larger ensembles such as concert bands, big bands in jazz, pit orchestras in musical theater, and orchestras which, in addition to playing symphonies, can also provide accompaniment, accompaniment to a concerto solo instrumentalist or to solo singers in opera with choral music. The accompaniment to a vocal solo can be provided by other singers in the choir who sing harmony parts or counter melodies. Lastly but not leastly, on chifra and chifroch here and your chifroch amlak exavia, the sustainer, right, the source, the sustainer of the chifroch host, but in the sense of accompaniment, looking at musically, right, in the spiritual warfare, also the soldiers and the swarm, nothingness. Accompaniment parts, they range from so simple that a beginner can play them. Simple three note triad chords in a traditional folk song to so complex that only an advanced player or singer can perform them. And thus we get like some of the piano parts in Schubert's later art songs from the 19th century or vocal parts from a Renaissance music motet. But this is the sense of chifra and chifroch and who is the king of glory?
መዝሙር 23 በቅንፍ 24 በመጀመሪያ ሰንበት የዳዊት መዝሙር ምድርና ሞላዋ ለእግዚአብሔር ነው ዓለምም በእርሷም የሚኖር ሁሉ እርሱ በባህሮች መስርቷልና በፈሳሾችም አጥንቷልና ወደ እግዚአብሔር ተራራ ማን ይወጣል በቅድስናው ስፍራ ማን ይቆማል እጆቹ የነጹ ልቡም ንጹህ የሆነ
نفسون لكنتو يالا نسا لبال انجراون بشنگرا يالمال ارسو كاكزيابير زند بركتن كمدهاني تو عملاك مهرتني كبلا ايه جيتو لدرسون يمتفلقنا ايه عقوبين عملاك فيت يمتفلق ان انت مكوان انتوش بروش انكفتو يزلالم دجوش انكفتو يكبر منقوس يقبع ايه يكبر نقوس مان نو اكزيابير نو برتو النهاية اكزيابير نو بسلف هاية ان انت مكوان انتوش بروش انكفتو يزلالم دجوش انكفتو يكبر منقوس يقبع ايه يكبر نقوس مان نو يجفروت شاملاك اكزيابير ارسو يكبر نقوس نو
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. 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 Selah.
Selah. David Mizmor, Adonai Haaretz Unoha, Bebel Vio Shebeva, Kihu Al Yamin Yesada, Ve'anaharot Yechoneneha, יעלה בהר אדוני, ויקום במקום קודשו. נקי כפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשווא נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה, יישא ורחם את אדוני. וצדקה אלוהי ישעו, זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך יעקב סלע, זהו שערים ראשיכם ינשאו בטחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מזה מלך הכבוד, אדוני עזות וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה, שאו שערים ראשיכם ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד, מזה מלך הכבוד, אדוני צבאות, ומלך הכבוד צלע.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up.
مزمور 23 بقنف 24 بمجمريا سنبت يداويت مزمور مدرنا مولاوال اكزياب هيرنا على منبا ارسوام يميورو هم ارسو بباهر وچ مسرطو علنا بفساش وچ مات نتو علنا ود اكزياب هير ترارا مان يوطان بكدس الناو السفرا مان يقوم اجوچو ينسو لبوم لسو يهونا نفسون لكنتو يالا نسا لبالن جراون بشنگلا يالمال ارسو كاكزياب هير زند بركتن كمدهاني تو عملاك مهرتني كبلا ايه تشتو للدرسون يمتفلقنا ايه اقوبنا عملاك تيت يمتفلق ان انت مخوان انتوش بروش انكفتو يزلالم دجوش انكفتو يكبر منقوس يقبع ايه يكبر نقوس مان نو اكزيابير نو برتو النهاية اكزيابير نو بسالف حاية ان انت مخوان انتوش بروش انكفتو يزلالم دجوش ميكفتو يكبر منقوس يقبع ايه يكبر نقوس مان نو يجفروت شاملاك اكزياب هير ارسو يكبر نقوس نو كبر 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 نقوس
يتخافوا يوم يما اللي شتحكي مخشب يبكو اللي شبخي مخشب يمر يتخافوا ברוך השם יש לנו את החירות לבחור ממשיך קדימה לא נשאר מאחור הכוח הוא בהתמדה כן ורק בסוף הדרך סופרים את הקופה יש כבוד יש
מזמור תפגלת, לדוד מזמור, לאדוני הארץ ומלואה, בבל ויוש ובה, כי הוא על ימים יסדה, ועל נהרות יכונניה, מי יעלה בהר אדוני, ומי יקום במקום קודשו, וכי חפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשאר נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה, יישא ורחה מאת אדוני, וצדקה מאלוהי ישעו. זה דור דורשיו מבקשי פניך יעקב סל צאו שערים רעשכם והנשאו פתחי עולם ויבוא מלך הכבוד מי זה מלך הכבוד אדוני עזוז וגיבור אדוני גיבור מלחמה צאו שערים רעשכם ושאו פתחי עולם ויבוא מלך הכבוד מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד אדוני צבאות הוא מלך הכבוד, סלע, 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 סלע.
Princes, or heads. And looking at the Hebrew, well, looking at the English, it says lift up. Translation has a lot to be desired, or there's a lot that is missing in the translation of Psalm 24 and 7. You know, as we've already seen in the Amharic liturgy, it's clearly open ye the gates, princes, or heads. And looking at the Hebrew, well, looking at the English, it says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. And I know this is from, you know, studying and being able to, you know, comprehend little by little the Amharic, where it says, enant, mekwanintoch, barochin, kafetu. Enant, right? You can say enantev in this form, enant, you all, mekwanintoch, you all princes. Same word, root word, Mekonin, you all princes, as princes shall come out of Egypt, you all princes. Now the Hebrew, Ra Shekem, right, Roshekem, Ra Shekem, is speaking to those Rashes, those who are the heads, to open up the gates. But the way the translation is, it says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. But you see, it's kind of backward, you know what I mean? It's kind of convoluted. Psalm 24 and 7, and verse 7 and verse 9 of this sabbatical psalm is convoluted. Because if you look at the Hebrew, it is se'u, right? Se'u, she'arim, se'u or she'arim, rashekem, rashekem. So the rashekem, what you're saying is open, all y'all open, like open gates, you heads. Open gates, you heads. Like you're coming into a city or a compound. Right, and you're basically saying almost like open up the garage in a sense, like open up, you know, to those who are the heads. So you're speaking to the heads, but the way the translation in the English is, the King James is given, we are, it's like convoluted because it's so, oh wow, because I noticed in the liturgy, the Kadase, the Ethiopian the liturgy of the Ethiopian church. Where we find this, and we first find it in the Anaphora of the Apostles, verse 66 and 67, where the assistant deacon shall say while the assistant deacon is entering, he will say, "Open ye the gates, princes." That's a translation based on the Royal Amharic and non-tamaquanintoch Barochin Kufetu. Kufetu, the command is Kufetu. Like in the Hebrew, the command is Su'u Sha'arim. So you're not, the gates, you're speaking to the gate, you're not speaking, the way the Hebrew is, it's like, the Hebrew is like, open gates, heads. In other words, you heads, y'all, like, Ra'ushakem, or Ra'ashakem, Ra'ashakem, the Ra'ashe are heads, and the Kem is all of y'all. The Kem is the part of the Hebrew that says you all. Like we say, Aleikem, Shalom Aleikem, Ra'ashakem. Kem, y'all are the Kem, right, you know, to you all. So the Se'u, right, the Se'u means to open up. You're given a command, open up, but that command is not to the gates. The command is concerning the gates, the Sha'arim, the Sha'ar. A Sha'ar is a gate. The Sha'arim, the Yod Mim, is gates. So it's like commanding the princes who are keeping the gates to open the gates. Because when I read it in the English and looking at the Amharic and looking at the next verse, verse 67, right, in this pattern of the prayer of the fraction that's found in many of the other aliyah, the Christian aliyah called anaphoras, it says, "Ye who are standing, bow your heads." But then I said, wait, hold on for a moment. You look at the English, Psalm 24 and 7, you'll think, doesn't it say to lift up your heads? Then you read the liturgy, the Kedaseh, and it says, bow your heads. You who are standing, bow your heads. So when I saw that, I said, wait, hold up. Something doesn't seem, it seems as if it were. Something's not right here. So I was meditating this for a moment, and then I said, let me look at the Hebrew. And looking at the Hebrew, I'm like, oh, whoa. The Hebrew is almost, you know, the Amharic and the Hebrew is very clear. His Majesty's Bible is very clear. It gives us the clarity of it. So where the unclarity or the lack of clarity is in the translation. The translator seems to have confounded the idea, because since this is a song is sometimes prose is constructed differently than regular verse. What do I mean by that? Well, you know, like in a song lyric, sometimes in lyric it's kind of, it could be even in a sort of reverse order. It needs to be dealt with, not dealt with, but, you know, addressed. When you compose verses, you know, like a rhyme is composed differently than if you're writing somebody a regular, you know, just talking, hey, how you doing? You know, I thought so and so, and, you know, just random things. That's differently than if you now go into a verse. So if you're writing somebody a letter, just talking to them, and then you get into a little verse or a little poem or something, the order will be different even if you don't construct the sentences differently, like, you know, how poems are written, and you just write it like a regular text. When they're reading it, how the words, the word order and stuff like that will in a sense reveal that, okay, this is a rhyme right here, or this is a poem. So poem verses or composition, so that's what the Psalms are. The Psalms are musical, like the miktams, you know, miktam, an engraving, or a poem, you know, like the kineh. You know, poetry is differently. So this is a poetical construction. If you look at the Hebrew, you can really see the poetical verse by verse, the rhyme. You can see the inner rhyme or the different potentials of rhyme. So like a musician, looking at the Hebrew or even the Amharic, you can see the different ways that as a singer or player of instrument, you could express it. But however you express it, you have to keep, you will keep in heart and mind the rhyme. So what happened, it seems as though that the translator in translating this got confounded because they did not understand that it's really a song. So the way it reads, it's almost opposite of how it should. The way it's translated, it's like, lift up your heads, O ye gates. It should be lift up the gates, right? Lift up the gates, O you heads. That's how it should be translated. So I and I are going to seek to clarify this, and I and I speaking this forward to I and I brothers and sisters, that it should be lift up the gates, O you heads, right? And be lifted up, it says, ye everlasting doors, right? It, in a sense, it is speaking figuratively to the, you know, to the doors, in a sense, you know, be lifted up. But it's the command is being given to the heads. The command to be given to the head people, you know, to the princes. The princes are here in the Hebrew. The princes are called rashes or rashe. Rashe is a pluralization, you know, rashe kem, right? Rashay Kem. So the Rashay Kem, right? To you heads, to you Rosses. You Rosses, like, open up the gates, right? And let them be opened up. Let those gates be opened up, right? Even in the sense of lifted up, you know, because in order to open the gates, look at the old time gates of a city. It's like almost like the gates of a fence. You have to lift up that latch. So when you lift up that latch, the gate can open up. So if there's ones who are keeping those gates, you are commanding them. So then the sense of it now, of the liturgy, makes perfect sense. And there's even a revelation in the revelation where the deacon, the diakon, then would say, right, the one who's serving, remember the deacon has to do with the service and the serving, right? Ye who are standing, right, get up, stand up for your right, stand up in your righteousness, right? Ye who are standing, bow your heads. Because the idea here is there's like a city, and the bride or the bridegroom, we can say, right, the king is coming in. And in the king coming in, the one who goes before is saying, hey, open up the gates, you know, the king of glory is coming in. And so the question back and forth is almost like when they open up the gates, well, who is it? I mean, who is this king of glory? You know, so this is back and forth right here. So now that it becomes clear who this king of glory is, right, the princes who are standing in a humble way, you know, they humble themselves as before, you know, the presence of the king comes through. You know what I'm saying? You know, they bow their heads. They still are standing because they're the princes. They're the, like you say, the holy warriors, you know, the good soldiers, right? So they're standing at attention, you know, but as the procession passes of the king of glory, like through the gates, you know, they bow their heads. They humble themselves. That's why it says, Lord Eternal. Then the priests come forward in the anaphora of the apostles, Lord Eternal, who knows what is hidden and what is manifest. Before thee, thy people, Jah people, have bowed their heads, have humbled themselves, and to thee have subdued the stubborn hearts of their bodies. So this is speaking to each of I and I and we must subdue the stubborn hearts, the feelings and emotions, right? The mix-up moods and attitudes, the stubborn hearts of their bodies. We're asking the eternal to look from his holy dwelling place. Look from thy worthy dwelling place. For where does he dwell? In Zion, right? Bless them, men and women. Incline thine ear to them and hearken and hear their prayer. Hear their abetuta, you know, their abets, you know, their old father. Confirm them with the strength of thy right hand. Help them and protect them from evil affliction. Be a guardian both to their bodies and to their souls, and increase to them both men and women thy faith and the fear, or the reverence, the respect of thy name, through thine only begotten Son, through whom to thee, with him, and with the Holy Spirit, the Isle Irid, be glory and dominion both now and to the ages of ages. Amen. Amen. So now it makes more sense. You know, I looked at that and said, wait. I said, why does it open ye the gates, princes? And I was thinking about the King James translation where it says, lift up your head. You know, lift up, what is it right here? Lift up, how do they translate it? Lift up your heads. Yeah, lift up your heads, O you gates. I'm like, that'll make sense. That'll make sense right there. And then I was thinking about them hard. And not mequamentos, barochin kufetu. You know, kufetu, 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 kufetu. This is Yisraelim bejochin yikafetu. So it's in a different form, yikafetu, like the opening. The idea is once that command goes through, now the gates are opening, but then there's some questioning of, you know, like who is it? You know, like who is it? Who is coming forward? Now we recognize who it is, like almost like when this Psalm 24 goes through, right? When we recognize who it is, then we have the response of the diakon. Ye who are standing, bow your heads. So bow your heads, and the mistranslation here in verse 7 and 9 of the King James Version, this kind of convoluted, where the verse is convoluted in a sense. And I think that on a level, I think it was an innocent mistake. I think so, because, you know, you really have to, how can I say, not everybody from the Western Gentile, you know, they can translate it, understand the words, but then there's some nuances in the word, because here is a poem, and when you look at the Hebrew, you know, when you look at the Hebrew, Seor, right? Seor, Sha'arim, Ra Shekem, right? Seor, Sha'arim, Ra Shekem. Open up the gates, you heads, you all, you, speaking directly to a multitude of heads, of Rosses, right? Rashekem. You are Razes, Rashekem. Suor, right? Suor Shearim. Suor Shearim. Suor Shearim. Open it up. Open up the gates. Open up, you know, open up these gates. Right? And then when you look at the Psalm 24, there is that, you know, like in the next verse, it says, who is this King of Glory? Because when the command is given to open up the gates, it's basically saying that the King of Glory is coming in, you know, announcing, like announce that the King is coming in. But there's obviously some among the heads, or the Mequanans, the princes, or somebody's questioning, who is this King of Glory? So then the responsa. You know, it's almost like the password. Remember that part in His Majesty's autobiography about the password? About what the password would be, and if one did not give the right answer, they belong to the enemy. You know, they do not belong, you know, to the king, in other words. So we see here there's almost like a password here. Who is this King of Glory? And the right response is that it's Yahweh. It's Jah, strong and mighty. It's Yahweh, it's Jah, mighty in battle, right? And then you almost see it kind of repeat again, where it's like, lift up the gates, O you heads, right? Suor Sha'arim, Rashekem, right? Even lift up the doors and the King of Glory shall come in. You know, then again is the question, who is this King of Glory? Now I want to say, well, why would there be this double question, right? If you notice how it is in military, there's always the double check, you know what I mean? There's always that confirmation, you know, like you give some information and they repeat it, like, okay, just to confirm, you said alpha, beta, gamma, delta, you know, yes, alpha, beta, check, roger that, you know, copy, you know, now we copy, we copied it, but we want to confirm that, is this what you said? You said this, you know, who is the King of Glory, you know, and maybe on the confirmation, the second response would have a little bit of the first, but then there's a change, and you see the change in verse, in verse 10, where it says, who is this King of Glory? Mihu ze melek. Mihu ze. Mihu ze melek. Zemelek. Mihu ze melek. You know, it's me, who. You know, the me. Me literally is who in the English sense. And then we have who. Who is he? So it's like who, he, ze, this, melek, ha, kavod. Ha, kavod. Ha, kavod. Melek, ha, kavod. Right? Who is this King of Kavod or Kavod, Kabada, right? This Kabada Negus, right? Who is this, you know, King of Glory? Mihu, right? It's kind of Mihu, it's kind of a little pun there because who is, and me means who, right? And the next word is who, right? Or huwa in the older, but in the more, you know, who, right? Mihu, who he, ze, this, right? You know, when we say ze, 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 you know what I mean? Ze, right? Melek, ze melek, this king, ha kavod, this king, the glory, or this king of the glory. And the response, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh Tzabaot, right? Yahweh Tzabaot, who, melek, he is the king, ha kavod, right? Who melek, ha kavod, that's the response. So to the question, Mihu ze melek ha kavod, the response is Yahweh Tzabaot, who melek ha kavod. And then you have Selah, right, or the Selah, the Selah. You know what I mean? And the Selah also, right, there's a hand sign of where, almost like in, you see it in the world in the sense where you put the hands up. It's almost like when the in football, you put up the hands for a touchdown. It's almost like that sign, like that U, that ha sign. You know what I mean? The Selah, you know, put up the hands. You know, put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your, you got the announcement. You know, Mihu, you know, who is he? You know, Mihu. Mihu Zemelech HaKavod. You know, who is this King of Glory? Right? Yahweh Tzabaot. Who Melech HaKavod? Right? Mihu Zemelech HaKavod. Right? Kedemawi HaLeselassie. Who Melech HaKavod? Who Melech? He. Who? Melech. Who Melech HaKavod? Right, he is the Melech HaKavod. Right, so don't say you never know who the Melech HaKavod is. Right, now you got to know who the Melech HaKavod. You got it? You got it. Good? Good. Oh. Shabbat Shalom.
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 Shabbat
Yes, 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 yes. So let's go through some of the details here of coronation. The coronation, especially the coronation liturgy. The coronation liturgy. Exactly what was said, what was the order, what was said, basically what actually went on during that particular time. So here, giving thanks and praise here to Wyndham Ross Iason for the read right here. Also heal up Ross Malico to the coronation. Let's share this one right here, and then we'll segue into the details of coronation 1930.
What life and history of thought I and I concerning His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie the First of Ethiopia. Ross Haile Malico is here to share his nation and the upcoming generation, and every living thing that moveth upon iration. His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie the First, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, born of royal blood, of the royal house of our father David, King of Israel, is the 225th king of the unbroken lineage of kings that constitute the Ethiopian royal Solomonic dynasty. In the fullness of time appointed, when His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I should be anointed king over Israel, 49 holy bishops and priests of the ancient empire of Ethiopia arrayed themselves in 7 groups of 7 for 7 days and 7 nights in the 7 corners of the Holy St. George's Cathedral in Addis Ababa, chanting the 9th psalm of our father David, without ceasing and without rest. Then, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I garbed in white silk communion robe along with his Empress Mani, had just completed a night of prayer at the most holy altar within the cathedral. He opened the doors of the Holy of Holies thunderably and stepped forth, and preceded by hundreds of priests waving incense burners, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I entered the auditorium adjacent to the cathedral and sat upon his throne, decorated in scarlet and pure gold. And history can recall all the solemn promises made by His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I as he sat upon the throne of His Holiness in Addis Ababa. Firstly, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I made a solemn vow that he would uphold the Ethiopian Orthodox faith, and secondly, that he would maintain the integrity of Ethiopia, and thirdly, that he would build schools for the spiritual and material welfare of his people. History can also recall the voice of the high priest, Abu Nakril of Egypt, as he proclaimed before the large gathering, "Ye princes and ministers, ye nobles and chiefs of the army, ye soldiers and people of Ethiopia, ye doctors and chiefs of the clergy, ye professors and priests, look ye upon our Emperor Haile Selassie I, descended from the dynasty of Menelik I, born of Solomon and of Sheba, a dynasty perpetuated without interruption from that time unto King Haile Selassie and to our time. And for our large gathering witness the unfolding of ancient Hebraic ceremonial rites, as His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I was granted the 7 royal insignia of Israel. Firstly, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I was given his golden sword, studded with precious stones, symbolizing that the words of his mouth are like unto a two-edged sword, of which he should use and smite the nations round about, executing justice and judgment. Secondly, he was given the scepter of Israel in ivory and gold, as is written in Genesis chapter 49, that the scepter shall not depart from Judah,
nor lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Thirdly, his imperial majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I was given a golden globe of the whole earth, symbolizing that in his hand, he had the whole world in his hand. And fourthly, he was given the diamond encrusted ring. And the fifth was the traditional lances filigreed in gold. And sixth was the ceremonial garment. And just as in the days of old, when Samuel anointed our father David, and Zadok and Nathan anointed Solomon, so the Abuna anointed his imperial majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I with seven different ointments of oil of ancient prescription, and placed on his head the magnificent crown of pure native Ethiopian gold adorned with diamonds and emeralds, concluding that may your crown be a crown of sanctity and glory, and that by the grace and blessings that we have given, you may have an unshaken faith and a pure heart in order that you may inherit the crown eternal. So be it, so be it, so be it. Let heaven hear and earth listen, and all the foundations thereof be still, and know that his imperial majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I is the everlasting king of glory. Honor, majesty, power, and dominion are laid upon him, and righteousness, justice, and judgment is the habitation of his throne. These are the things which many prophets and righteous men of old have desired to see, and have not seen them, and have desired to hear, and have not heard them. But ye, blessed are your ears that have heard, and your eyes that have seen, all the glory of his imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, Selah.
We glorify the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. Salamta, greetings, shalom, for the anniversary of the coronation of the King of Kings of Ethiopia, Kedemali Haile Selassie. We're happy to share a reading from the Order of Coronation, or the Sirata Negus. It's the first English translation of the original Amharic and Ge'ez texts of the liturgy and program for the coronation of His Imperial Majesty Kedemali Haile Selassie, or Haile Selassie I, coronated 2nd November 1930. And of course we thank Ras Geber Selassie, Ras Fakade, Wyndham Simeon, Brother Massimo Crescente, Brother Antonio Carraro, and Ras Irid Minaret Selassie for their work in making this translation available. And we begin with the Order of Coronation. The crowns of the King of Kings and of the Etege, Empress, and all other coronation ornaments and objects shall be placed in the church, or Beta Christian, found within the walls of the royal palace, the Beta Mingist Ugebi. And after, the monks, senior priests, and bishops who came from each province have prayed the proper prayers there for full 2 weeks, when 7 days remain until the coronation holiday, the Begerons, or treasurer, shall go to the church of St. Georgius, St. George, and shall have all the ornaments for the coronation ceremony of the King of Kings and the Etege carried by the great officials, the guards of honor escorting him in before and after on the right and the left. The leader of the church, gathering the clergy together, shall receive him in the church compound, singing, "We glorify the Lord, Exiabir, the glorified, who deserves glory." The ornaments befitting the ceremony of the King of Kings coronation are the following. 1. Sword with the sheath adorned with precious gold and precious stone. 2. The royal scepter, or literally in Ge'ez, the rod of the kingdom. 3. The orb, or the lu'ul, which also means the pearl. 4. Ring set with diamonds. 5. two golden spears, six, a royal garment, or literally in Ge'ez, the garment of the kingdom, seven, crown. Then, number eight, a gold-bound holy Bible or the Meshaf HaKadosh. The ornaments assigned to the Etege are the following: a ring set with diamonds, two, royal garment, three, crown. On the same day, seven royal perfumed unguents shall be blended and made into one holy oil within the horn of unction that shall go to the church together with the coronation ornaments. The priest appointed for this duty, having received all the ornaments from the Bezeron for the coronation ceremony, shall put them in order on a sacramental table, aptly prepared within the Holy of Holies, or the Mekdes. 49 officiants chosen from among the priests and monks, being in groups of seven at seven points in the church, shall recite every single day 49 Psalms of David for all the 7 days preceding the solemnity. They will spend the week in sanctification while reciting in the morning and in the evening the Psalms of David and the Wadasi Mariam, the Lauds of Mary, along with the Anket Berhan, the Gate of Light, the Melkah Mariam, the Countenance of Mary, the Melkah Jesus, the Countenance of Jesus or Yeshua, and the Melkah Tekla Hymenot, the Countenance of Saint Tekla Hymenot, and while pronouncing the Rogation, Igzi Ota Mithla. Coronation Day. It is required for the coronation feast to be on a Sunday, Ehud. On that day, starting from the fourth hour in the evening, or Saturday at 10 p.m., the members of the clergy standing in the matlet or the singer's court shall chant the moedis and the arium. The King of Kings and the Etege shall leave the royal palace on the eve, the Sabbath evening, accompanied by princes and the governors, and go to the church where they will spend the night offering thanks and praises to the Lord Igziabir for bringing them to this moment and qualifying them for this dignity. On Sunday, at the first hour in the morning, the King of Kings, after performing his act of worship and having recited some prayers in a low voice, shall approach the prepared place for the coronation ceremony and shall recite in a loud voice until the end the 121st Psalm of David. This is numbered 122 in the Hebrew canon and in most modern Western versions. Beginning, I rejoiced, for they say to me, let us go into the house of Yahweh. Following this, he shall ascend the golden throne, the work member destined to him. The archbishop, going from the Holy of Holies, shall approach the sacramental table where all the ornaments for the coronation ceremony were placed in order, and turning his face toward the princes and the governors, shall pronounce the following words that are written: all of the Ethiopian princes, ministers, governors, and military chiefs, soldiers and armies, and ye members of the clergy, scholars and archpriests, heads of monastery and priests of Ethiopia, ye all know that this is our King of Kings. His Majesty, Haile Selassie, is from the seed of King Haile Selassie that came descending without interruption, starting from Menelik the First, born from Solomon and the Queen of Saba. Even now, that through the will and goodness of the Lord Igziabir, I am about to anoint him so that he may rule wearing the crown of King of Kings. We recommend you submit to him and assist him in all his physical and spiritual work in bringing progress in the land and establishing the faith, so that during his time, Ethiopia may ascend in knowledge, teaching, and wisdom. And in his diligently causing the Ethiopian flag to be unfurled from border to border, and in all good works similar to these, the people shall say, may the Lord Exiabir do for our King of Kings according to your word. Amen. After this, the Archbishop, putting his hand on the Bible and turning himself toward the King of Kings, shall ask him the following question. The Archbishop, O Majesty, King of Kings, are you willing to vow the proper vow when you reign according to the regulation of kings? King of Kings, yes, I am. The Archbishop, are you willing to vow to live by and to reaffirm the Orthodox faith of Alexandria being established in Ethiopia since the holy kings Abriha and Asbiha, and to observe without breaking the law and order circumscribed by the Orthodox Christian Church? King of Kings, since it is that I live faithfully until now in the Orthodox faith of Alexandria, it is my will to vow to live observing it accordingly in the future by the help of the Lord Exiabir. The Archbishop, will you protect the people of the kingdom of the King of Kings, Ethiopia, in all that you do by your authority and your power with goodness and patience according to the law while mindful of their benefit? King of Kings, since I know that these words are the guide of good works, it is my will to keep them to all my ability. The Archbishop, Your Majesty, are you willing to live keeping the laws that you willingly submitted to the council for advice, and to keep the realm and people of Ethiopia acting according to the established laws of the ordinance of the council? King of Kings, since I know that law is the foundation of man's existence, I shall keep the law of the council, honoring it, and I shall do all in my ability to make it to be observed. The Archbishop, will you help by your goodness and authority to establish schools in Ethiopia for the proliferation of physical and spiritual teaching and for the preaching of the gospel? King of Kings, I know that teaching is of great benefit both to the government, the Mengist, and the priesthood, Beta Kehenet, and it is my will to help in this with all of my ability. After uttering the words of the vow, the King of Kings shall lay his hand on the Bible, and having said, I swear to fulfill all the words I've spoken with the help of the Lord Exiabir, he shall kiss the Bible. After signing the register where all that was said above was written, he shall ascend to his throne. After this, the Archbishop shall pray using the 71st Psalm of David, or the 72nd according to the Hebrew canon, that says, O Lord, give thy judgments to the king, up until where it says, and all the kings of the earth shall prostrate to him. After this, he shall sit. Following this, the two priests and two deacons chosen for this office, one priest holding the censer while burning incense, and one priest holding the cross, one deacon holding the cross, shall stand at the right hand of the bishop in the proximity of the sacramental table whereon all the coronation ornaments are placed in order. The other priest holding the censer while burning incense and the other deacon holding the cross shall stand before the other bishops to their right and left. After this, the deacon shall say, rise for the prayer. And the first priest shall give greetings of peace, of shalom, and begin the prayer of the gospel. while saying, "We give thanks to the Creator of good and beautiful things," when the second priest shall start the prayer of intercession, saying, "Concerning those who give offerings, the Bezeron bringing 10 ounces of gold in the name of the King of Kings shall deposit them on the sacramental table as a gift for the church." After the prayer is known as Be'inte Kitsat, concerning the holy things, and this Gid, let us bow, have been said, the first deacon shall read the Epistle of Paulos, St. Paul. Letter of Paulos to the Romans. May the blessing of his almighty ruler be with our king, Haile Selassie, and with our queen, Willette Georgis. Every soul be subjected to the judge, because there is no appointed judge but from the Lord. Igziabir. And inasmuch as every power is from the Lord, Igziabir, he who is opposed to obeying the judge has disobeyed the ordinance of the Lord, Igziabir. Thus, those who refuse to obey bring judgment upon themselves, and the authorities are not terrible for the person who does good, but only for him whose actions are evil. So if thou really desirest not to fear the authorities, do good, and these will rather laud thee, because they are sent by the Lord, Igziabir, so that thou act righteously. And if thou wishest not to fear to do good, for it is not in vain that they preside over the sword, for they are sent by the Lord, Igziabir, to punish the evildoer. Now then, necessarily be subjected to them, and not only he whose work is evil, but also he whose work is good. And for this reason, pay them tribute, for they are sent by the Lord, Igziabir, and are appointed for this office. And toward each one act according to what is rightful. To him that is due tribute, pay the tribute. To him that is due duty, pay the duty. To him that is due the tenth part, render the tenth part. To him that is due reverence, pay reverence. To him that is due honor, give honor. Epistle to the Romans, chapter 13, 1 through 8. The second deacon shall read, first, letters of Petros, or St. Peter. May the blessing of his almighty ruler be with our king, Haile Selassie, and with our queen, Willette Georgis. For the sake of the Lord, Igziabir, humble therefore yourselves to every creation of human beings, to the king, the Nagus, for everything is for him, to the governors, because he sends them to judge those who commit evil and to praise those who do good. For this is the will of the Lord, Igziabir, that through your good works ye may tie up the mouth of the foolish ones who do not know the Lord, Igziabir. Be then as free people, Agazian, and not as those within whom there is iniquity, but ye, as servants of the Lord, Igziabir, honor everyone, love your neighbor, revere the Lord, Igziabir, and honor the king. First Epistle of Peter, chapter 2, 13 through 17. Then the first priest shall read, pure spring among the pure spring of the law. May the blessing of the almighty ruler Apollos be with our king Haile Selassie and with our queen Willette Georgis. And Apollos rose up and commanded silence and told them, men of Israel, and ye who fear the Lord, Igziabir, the almighty ruler of the Israelites, chose our fathers and magnified his people after he had exiled them to the land of Egypt. Then by his divine arm he brought them up from there and nourished them in the desert for 40 years, and cast away 7 nations of Canaan and gave them their land as an inheritance. After that, he appointed judges for them 450 years, until the time of Samuel the prophet. Then they asked that he make a king to reign over them. And the Lord Exiabir gave as king Saul, son of Kish, a man from the tribe of Benjamin for 40 years. Then he removed this one, and after him he made king over them, David, and became for him a witness, saying, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man according to my heart, who does my will in everything. And from his seed, the Lord Exiabir brought forth about them the salvation for Israel, a Jesus, Yeshua, according to what he had promised him. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, 17 through 24. Then he shall recite the Tzelot Kidan, or Prayer of the Covenant. After the Tzelot Kidan has ended, the archpriest of Lasta shall take the royal garment from the sacramental table and give it to the bishop of northern Ethiopia. The bishop, having prayed over and blessed the garment, shall return it to the archpriest of Lasta, who shall put it on the sacramental table. Then they shall clothe the King of Kings in the royal garment. 10 singers chosen from among the others by virtue of their harmonious voices, advancing slightly to the center and having turned their faces toward the King of Kings, shall chant, altering with one another according to the fourth tone of the chanting. My heart composes a beautiful word from Psalm 44, 1, or the 45th in the Hebrew canon. When they reach the verse stating, gird thy sword at thy hip, O mighty one, in thy grace and splendor, they will remain quiet. And at that point, the archpriest of Tedbabe Mariam shall take the sword from the sacramental table and give it to the bishop of southern Ethiopia.
And here's the second part of this right here. Stay tuned for the anointing of the Rastafari, Haile Selassie. Now, I say Haile Selassie, and we say, Kedemah. But if you listen to the service, it's only at that fullness does the Kedemah come into effect. But here. Let's ride up with the anointing.
We make supplication to thee, that thou may hear our prayer. Guide and support thy servant, the King of Kings, Haile Selassie, in all his deeds, and make that through the sword wherewith he is now girded, being servant of the Lord Exiabir, he may avenge and punish those who do evil, and defend and comfort those who do good. In the name of our almighty ruler, Jesus Christos, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Amen. Having prayed over the sword and blessed it, he shall return it to the archpriest of Tedbabe Mariam, who shall put it on the sacramental table. Then, handling the handle of the sword to the King of Kings, he shall speak the following words. Through this sword, judge with truth. Through it, keep custody of the Orthodox Church of the Lord Exiabir. Through it, assist those women whose children and husbands passed away, and those youth whose fathers and mothers passed away. Through it, restore what is corrupted and establish what is restored. Through it, punish the wicked and appoint those who are willing. Through it, serve our Master, Jesus Christos, during all of thine age. And if thou act in this way, thou wilt reign with him in the kingdom of eternal life to come. The King of Kings shall gird the sword at his right thigh, while saying, may he suffice me to fulfill this that you spoke. Then the singers shall chant Psalm 44, from the verse that says, act righteously and prosper and reign, and when reaching the verse that says, the scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom, they shall remain quiet. At that point, the archpriest of Mertul Mariam shall take from the sacramental table the scepter and the orb and give them to the priest, the bishop of West Ethiopia, who, holding them in his hand, shall recite the 109th Psalm of David, 110 of the Hebrew canon, that says, the Lord said to my Lord, take thy seat at my right hand, up until where it says, the Lord Exiabir shall extend the power of thy scepter for thee from Zion, and thou shalt rule in the midst of thine enemies. Then, having prayed over and blessed the scepter, he shall return it to the archpriest of Mertul Mariam. The archpriest shall place it upon the sacramental table. After this, the King of Kings shall receive the scepter and the orb, and he shall hold the scepter in his right hand and the globe or orb in his left hand. Then the archpriest of Tana Kirkos shall take the golden ring from the sacramental table and give it to the bishop of northeast Ethiopia, who, having prayed over and blessed the ring, shall return it to the archpriest of Tana Kirkos, who in turn shall put it on the sacramental table. Thereafter, he shall give the ring to the King of Kings in order for him to wear it on the ring finger of his right hand, saying, accept this ring that is for the glory of royalty. Then the singers shall chant Psalm 44 from the verse that says, act righteously and prosper and reign. And when reaching the verse that says, thine arrows are sharp, O mighty one, you shall remain quiet. At this moment, the archpriest of Deborah Asabot, taking from the sacramental table the spears, shall give them to the bishop of eastern Ethiopia. The bishop shall say, seize the shield and the spear and rise to help him. Say to his soul, thy helper I am. Protect our king Haile Selassie as the eye people in entering and in his exiting. After having prayed over them and blessed the spirit, he shall return them to the archpriest of Deborah Wegheg, who shall put them on the sacramental table. In the moment of receiving the spirit, the King of Kings shall recite from the 43rd Psalm of David that says, O Lord, we have heard with our own ears, until where it says, my spirit did not save me, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy presence. Then he shall receive the spears. The Gasha Jagre, or great shielder of the King of Kings, receiving the two spears from the King of Kings, shall hold them. Then the singer shall chant Psalm 44, or the 43rd Psalm in the Gutta's Bible, from the verse saying, thou hast loved righteousness and hast abhorred wickedness. This is why the Lord Exiabir, thine almighty ruler, anointed thee with the oil of joy above thy fellow ones. And when reaching the verse saying, myrrh and oil of myrrh and balsam out of thy garments, they shall remain quiet. In that moment, the abot of Deborah Libanos, taking from the sacramental table the horn for the oil of anointing, shall give it to the bishop of South Ethiopia. This latter, upon taking the horn in his hand, shall recite the following prayer. O holy, almighty ruler, for the sacred abode of thy kingdom, from thine unlimited authority, from thine eternal dominion, send the Holy Spirit, the Memphis Kadus, who fortifies the Parakletos upon this oil of royal anointing. Strengthen his forearm, that the King of Kings of Ethiopia, being anointed by the sacred oil of royalty, be glorified and sanctified, and that he defeat the enemies of his kingdom who oppose him, being clothed in the robe of light of thy righteousness. Grant him thy grace, and he may shine as a heavenly star among the holy kings who made thee glad. O almighty ruler, as thou anointed with sacred unction the ancient kings, priests, and prophets in order for them to rule and instruct the people of Israel, do now as well according to that tradition, bless and sanctify Haile Selassie, thy chosen servant. Give him strength so to be the King of Kings of Ethiopia, having been anointed with the oil of royalty through the authority that thou conferred upon us. Fortify him by thy spirit. Fill him with the spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and fear of the Lord from now until eternity. Amen. After this, taking the oil of royalty with a small spoon having a cross at its handle, he shall anoint the king's head, saying, as Samuel anointed David as Zadok, righteous, and Nathan anointed Solomon, I anoint you with the sanctified and blessed oil of royalty. Then reciting the prayer of intercession that says, regarding the king, when reaching the part that says, communicate righteousness within his heart, he shall anoint his chest and his heart. Following this, the singers, when they reach the verse of the 44th Psalm that says, from ivory palaces whence I shall make thee to rejoice, shall remain quiet. At this point, an archpriest having senior priesthood from Ophim shall take the crown from the sacramental table and present it to the archbishop. The archbishop, having read until the end of the 20th Psalm, or the 21st in the Hebrew canon, the Psalms of David, that says, O Lord, in thy might the king rejoices, shall recite the following prayer. O Lord, our trusted, almighty ruler, we supplicate to thee to bless this crown. Sanctify this thy servant, our King Haile Selassie, so that he may be worthy and ready to receive the crown, just as thou crowned him with this crown made of pure gold in thine abundant bounty. Crown his heart with the crown of divine charity. In the name of our eternal King, Jesus Christus, Amen. After this, approaching the king, he shall put the crown of his head on his head, saying, may the Lord Exiabir make this crown a crown of righteousness and praise. By this blessing of ours, may you take hold of a straight faith and a good conduct, and may he qualify you to inherit the crown of eternal kingdom. Amen. Once anointed with the oil of royalty and crown, the king shall read, standing and in a loud voice, one of the Psalms of David that says, I am the least among my brethren, until where it says, thou anointed me with holy oil, then he shall sit. In Psalm 151, this is not included in Western Bibles, but in Ethiopia as part of scriptural canon. After this, the archbishop and bishop shall approach the King of Kings, and archbishop shall say, O Majesty Haile Selassie, today in your presence the faith and the truth bring witness that I am faithful and truthful. I shall make it that the bishops who are with me and the priests and deacons to whom I conferred the priestly authority according to the law and order of the Orthodox Church will obey your government and safeguard the church. For all this, may the Lord Exiabir help you, his power being on your arm. You shall kiss the right shoulder of the King of Kings. The remaining bishops shall let him kiss the cross, and they shall bow while saying, may Our Lady Mariam not be separated from you in assistance. And then they shall sit. Then the heir prince, having removed his golden diadem, shall approach the King of Kings and bow upon his knee. Thereupon the archbishop shall approach them and ask the heir prince the following questions, and the heir prince shall pledge, saying, the archbishop, dost thou desire to be during the whole thy whole life a servant of the King of Kings, thy father? The heir prince, I have heard the spoken commandment. honor thy father and thy mother, and I shall submit with my whole heart. The Archbishop, will thou be vigilant, caring not to follow nor associate with those suggesting thou seek what has not been given to thee, by departing from thy father's will, disobeying like Absalom, and being impetuous like Adonijah, the heir prince? I have heard that he who departs from his father's will is cursed and worthy of death, and I will take care not to offend my father through similar conduct. Archbishop, dost thou wish to be amenable to the law, not being a stumbling block, having associated with evil men to establish laws that were submitted to the council for advice by thy father, the King of Kings, the heir prince? It is my truthful will to observe honoring the established laws that my father, the King of Kings, has approved. Thereupon, having signed the register where the word given above has been written, the heir prince shall kiss the knee of his father, the King of Kings. Following this, the King of Kings shall extend to him the royal scepter held in his hand, saying, the Lord Exiabir make thee receiver of my power and my authority, of my throne and my crown. The heir prince shall say, Amen. May the Lord Exiabir do for me according to your word, and kiss the king's right hand. And having put on his diadem, he shall return to his seat. Then all the princes shall bow in each of their places while they remove their golden diadems. The ministers, the governors, and the other ones who sat in the king's place all shall bow while rising up, standing and saying, May he cause you to reign 1,000 years. All the people shall applaud. Thereupon, the Ethiopian people's psalm or national hymn will be played. Then the cannon will be shot 101 times. And that concludes the order of the coronation of the King of Kings. Yah willing, we continue with the coronation of the Empress Etege in the fourth. Shalom.
Yes, 100 more times. So right here to the coronation of the queen, the coronation of the queen, right here, Etege Menen. Hear this.
Salamta, greetings, shalom. We're happy to continue in the initial reading of the Sarate Negut, the order of coronation of Kedamawi Haile Selassie, King of Kings of Ethiopia, honoring the coronation of our Queen Mother, Empress Etege Menen Kedamawi Oleta Georgis. And as we study and contemplate the order, we do find that the restored dignity of man and woman in the order of the Creator of heaven and earth is revealed within this order. Still, as we grow, this order should be properly understood within the context of the entirety of the Holy Bible. Otherwise, we might find ourselves very, very confused. So, in continuing, we do thank our Wyndham Rebbe Ras Yadinos of the Lion of Judah Society for pointing to His Majesty's utterances in My Life and Ethiopia's Progress, Volume 1. It's chapter 28, where we begin for an initial context in this excerpt. And this was following the coronation. adoration of His Majesty, and His Majesty in his memoir did state that subsequently the coronation service of the Empress commenced. The procedure for the enthronement of the Empress or the Queen of Queens is today very different from what it used to be previously. According to our historical study of the earlier practices, the Empress was not anointed with the oil of kingship on the grounds that she did not share in the rulership with the emperor. The crown, being merely symbolic, was very small. It was in the palace that the emperor placed the crown on her head and not in the church. This occurred on the third day, for it was not permitted for her to be crowned on the same day as the emperor. But now it is determined after consultation and was accordingly carried out that except for the regal anointing, the archbishop should place the crown on her and place the diamond ring on her finger, and that this should be done on the same day jointly with the coronation of the emperor. And we proceed in honor of our Queen Mother, Tege Menen, Kedamawi, Walete Georgis, the coronation of the Etege. After the order for the coronation of the King of Kings has been fulfilled, the singers shall chant, "Daughters of Kings, for thy honor, and the Queen stands at thy right hand." Psalm 44. And when reaching the verse that says, "In gold robes vested and arrayed in different colors, they shall remain quiet." At that point, the Etege, leaving the seat where she was staying, wearing her royal garment, shall take a place on a golden throne, positioned at the right hand of the king, accompanied by several ladies behind and in front of her. Among these ladies of royal descent, without wearing their diadems, but clothed with the garments only of their rank, shall remain standing behind the Etege. After this, the singer shall say, "Hear ye, my daughter, and see." Please refer to Psalm 44. And when reaching the verse that says, "Because the king has desired thy beauty, for he is thy lord," they shall remain quiet. At that point, the bishop of southern Ethiopia will take the diamond ring from upon the sacramental table and put it on the ring finger of her right hand, saying, "Accept this ring that is a sign of faith," or Yehaimenot Milk. And by all the authority of this ring's significance, may the Lord Exiabir, whose property it is, increase your glory for you, and so that you be always perfect, may it instill the fear of the Lord Exiabir in your heart, and may he suffice you always to do work that pleases him. Following this, two senior priests taking the Etege's crown along with the sacramental table shall approach with thee to the presence of the King of Kings. Then the archbishop shall stand close to the King of Kings. The King of Kings, taking the crown from upon the sacramental table, shall say to the archbishop, "As I myself have received from your hand the crown according to the will of the Lord Exiabir toward me, I ask your beatitude to crown the Etege, because it is my truthful will that she, having received this crown from me, share in my glory." The archbishop shall speak the following prayer, holding the crown received from the hand of the King of Kings. "O Lord, our almighty ruler, put this crown of joy and glory upon thy servant, Etege Menen. May it be a crown of bounty, clemency, knowledge, and wisdom. O Lord, Holy Father, make it for her a crown of honor and praise. Amen." Having completed the prayer, he shall crown her, saying, "Accept this crown of joy and glory, For as you have put on this golden crown, may the Lord Egziabir crown your heart with a crown of reverence to the Lord Egziabir and respect for the King of Kings. After having been coronated, approaching the King of Kings and bowing, the Etege shall take her place upon her golden throne. After this, all the people gathered there shall bow, standing in their respective places while saying, may he make it turn out well. The women and ladies shall trill, and the clergy shall chant. Wearing the crown, she walks, while expressing their joy with the drum and sistrum. Following this, the singers will chant, the daughters of Tyre prostrate to him with gifts, Psalm 44. And when reaching the verse saying, they introduce them in the king's palace, they shall remain quiet. At that point, four ladies, being of royal lineage, after having bowed to the Etege, wearing their own diadems, shall take seats prepared for them behind the Etege. After this, O Holy Triune, have mercy upon us, will be said, and the deacon shall preach by reciting the 20th Psalm, or Psalm 21 in the Hebrew canon, thou welcomed him with a beautiful blessing. Thou placed on his head a crown of honored pearl. He prayed to thee for life, and thou gavest to him. Then the bishop of southern Ethiopia shall read the following gospel, from the Gospel of Matthew. After this, the Pharisees went and took counsel together in order to induce him into error in his own word. They sent to him their disciples together with the men of Herod, and these said to him, Teacher, Rebbe, we know that thou art sincere and that thou teachest with righteousness the way of the Lord Egziabir, and thou dost not show favor to nor measure anyone by their appearance. Tell us then whether it is right or not to give the money tribute to the king. But the Lord Jesus Christos, Yeshua HaMoshiach, showed them their inequity, saying to them, What do y'all test me, hypocrites? Show me a coin. And they brought him a coin. And the Lord Jesus said to them, To whom belongs this figure and inscription upon it? And they said to him, To the ruler. And he told them, Give you what belongs to the ruler, and what belongs to the Lord Egziabir, to Egziabir. And having heard this, they were amazed. They desisted and went away. From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22:15-22. And the bishop of western Ethiopia shall briefly interpret the gospel words in Amharic. And after this, after the archbishop has read in Arabic the word of blessing from the patriarch, Abuna Yohannes, the translator, shall read in Amharic as it is written here following. On behalf of Yohannes 19th, the 113th, Papas, Abuna, and patriarch, sitting on the seat of St. Marcos, St. Mark, may the fullness of the blessing from the true Almighty One, He who alone is from before the world in His leadership, Lordship, and Divinity, who is three in person, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Holy Triune, and the grace of the Lord Egziabir, and the peace given to the pure apostles in the upper Zion, may all this rest upon the beloved of the Lord Egziabir, the King of Kings, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, who reveres the Lord Egziabir perfectly and whose principality and glory are exalted. May the Lord Egziabir, the Most High, in the walls of His divinity, guard the person of His Majesty, the King of Kings of Ethiopia, who received the crown of the Kingdom of Ethiopia from our Lord Jesus Christos, and who is keeper of the trust of the true faith. And who stands safeguarding the glory of the Church of the Orthodox Ones, and may the angels of heaven protect his good person, surrounding and encompassing him, May goodness and reverence for the Lord Exabir, rectifying judgment and faith, be spread upon his government and his country. May the Lord Exabir, the Most High, keep her blessed majesty, Menin, in his right hand. May he protect their honored, fortunate children. May he increase their glory and prosperity in the shadow of their father. And again, may he give them the long age of health that makes joyful. May he prolong the lifespans of the leaders, ministers, and government officials beneath his majesty's faithful shadow, and grant them joy, health, peace, and honor. May the blessing of the Holy Spirit, the Memphis Kedus, arrive upon the whole kingdom of Ethiopia, upon his majestic person, age with lengthening, and may he prolong Ethiopia, her gift and her glory forever. Through the intercession of Our Mary, the Holy and Pure Virgin Mariam, and through the intercession of Saint Marcos, the Apostle of Alexandria, of the Blessed Apostles, of the Pure Saints, of the Martyrs who wear the crown, of the True Righteous Ones. Amen. O King of Kings, may the grace of the Lord Exabir be to you. May the peace of Exabir, our Father, and of our Lord and Almighty Ruler, Jesus Christos, be to you. I give thanks and praises to the Lord Exabir at every time, because he gave you the grace to ascend to the throne of King of Kings of Ethiopia. This is a thing surrounded by jubilation, filling our hearts with joy. And we and our brothers, the archbishops, the bishops, the assembly of the churches, and the Coptic Orthodox people in the land of Egypt are very glad. And therefore, beginning from the day we heard of this major, great, and exalted matter, we pray and supplicate on your behalf, in order that he fill you by his will with every knowledge, wisdom, and intelligence of the Holy Spirit, Memphis Kedus, in order that ye go according to what is proper to the Lord Exabir in every day he loves, in order that all your goodly works be fruitful. May the knowledge of the Lord Exabir rest upon you, and the Almighty Amlak give you his grace from himself, so that ye may give thanks and praises to his holy name. Even though I am far from you in flesh, I am with you in the spirit. I joyfully notice the goodness of your gait and the firmness of your faith in Jesus Christos. May your hearts be submissive, as was spoken by David the prophet. The hand of the Lord Exabir is on the king's heart. May the Lord Exabir lodge with wisdom, blessing, and peace in you, whereby ye shall prepare your main kingdom. I also, in truth, know that your love for the Orthodox Church of Egypt shall advance, increased and fortified eternally. And moreover, in the future, at the end, there shall be a major, strong, and firm love between the Coptic Orthodox Church of Egypt and her daughter, the Ethiopian Church. Moreover, I love to hear news that pleases me, your continually fine reputation that the kingdom of Ethiopia is eternally in your hands. And may Almighty Exabir grant you the power and the knowledge, having lifted up his glory by his grace until he causes it to grow much. Glory and praises to his holy name, that he may eternally accomplish the works in order for Ethiopia to grow and be lofty. By the grace of the Lord Exabir, this word of blessing has been written from me, the younger, in the name Johannes 19th, the Papas and Patriarch of the Apostolic See of Alexandria. May the blessing of the Holy Triune lodge upon your majesty. In the same way, may the blessing of the Holy Triune lodge upon your wife, Her Majesty Menin, and upon the princes, your children, upon your kingdom. May the Lord Exabir establish your throne in every way just as he established the throne of the kingdom of David, the Christ. To his lordship, may he keep you. May you be absolved of the sin that has been committed and blessed through the mouth of us, lesser ones. Glory and thanksgiving be eternally to him. After this, the bishop of southern Ethiopia shall rise and utter until the end the word of blessing that says, the grace of the Father, the goodness, and of the Son, companion, and of the Holy Spirit, having given this blessing, he shall sit. At this moment, the Lagaba Great Chamberlain and the Tsechafe Tizaz, minister of the pen, will announce the King of Kings word of proclamation toward the proclamation square. Then the order of sanctification, or holy mass, shall begin. The king and the queen, having risen from their throne and removed their crowns, shall put them on the sacramental table. Having removed the upper part of the royal garment, they shall put on another garment for receiving the body and blood, the Eucharist, the communion. After they receive the body and blood and the prayer of the Mass has finished, once again wearing their royal garments and girding their crowns and the king holding his scepter and grasping the orb, they shall proceed outside. The bishop and the priest bring in outside the tabo, or the ark. The bishops and the priests bringing outside the tabot or the ark shall make a circular procession around the church, being accompanied by princes and governors, while all the people will hold in their hands palm branches, and the singer shall chant, Blessed art thou, King of Israel. After the circular procession, the King of Kings and the Etege shall appear to the people, standing alone in a spot made lofty within the church compound. In that moment, each male will manifest his own joy by applauding and each woman by trilling. After this, the King of Kings and the Etege sitting upon a golden chariot, being accompanied by princes and governors before and after, shall pass amidst the military parade. As the king and queen will pass by while giving greetings of peace, of shalom, with a movement of the neck to the people gathered to observe at the roadside, the people will applaud while shouting, May he cause you to reign 1,000 years. At the time of their arriving at the royal palace, standing in the prepared place for dismissal, they shall adjourn, giving greetings of peace with their necks. The princes and governors and the whole people will applaud once more and be adjourned, saying, May he cause you to reign 1,000 years. And that fulfills the order of the coronation of his and her Imperial Majesty, King of Kings and Queen of Queens of Ethiopia. We give thanks. Shalom.
Kia Sedek. You have Mizmor, Mizmor Ka Dale. And here, 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 Shema Yisrael. Here, here, today's daily song. According to the royal order, Israel and Hebrews, and here after order. And here, 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 Shema Yisrael. Here, 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 today's daily song. According to the royal order, Israel and Hebrews, and here after order of Malachi Tzedek. You have Mizmor, Mizmor Kaf Dalet. Mizmor Kaf Dalet. We have Psalm 24. The hymn of greetings is themed, the hymn of greeting. Some say the historical background of this Mizmor, Le David Mizmor, a psalm of David. And the background of this Mizmor, this chant, this intonation is described in 2 Samuel chapter 6 and 1 Chronicles chapter 15. With the defeat of the Jebusites, the city of Jerusalem in its entirety passed into the hands of David, into the hands of David, into the hands of David. He now has the opportunity of providing a resting place there for the Ark of the Covenant, the Aron HaBrit. And the psalm, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Dalet, was composed for the joyous occasion when it was brought from the house of Obed-Edom to the tent that David has prepared for its reception, for the Kabbalah, for the reception of the Aron HaBrit, the Ark of the Covenant of Tavot. According to tradition of tribe, this psalm, this Mizmor, this chant was regularly recited in the Haikal in the temple on the first day, the Rishon, the first day of the Shavua, of the week, the first of the seven, the Ehud, the first day, the Sunday, and in the LXX, the Septuagint. This is explicitly stated in the heading. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after order of Malachi, Tzedek. We have the opening. Lid David Mizmor, a psalm of David. La Yahuwah Ha'aretah U'amir Lo'aha Tevela With Yoshrei Baha. The earth is Yahuwah, is Jehovah's, and the fullness thereof. La Yahuwah Ha'aretha U'amir Lo'aha. The earth is, she is, he who be who he bees, and the fullness, and all her fullness, and her fullness. Tevela with Yoshrei Baha. The world, the Tevel, the inhabitable portions of the world, the Tevel with Yoshrei Baha. And they that dwell therein, and they that dwell with Yoshrei Baha, those who dwell in Har. Earth. To David, Mizmor, a psalm. Le David, Mizmor. Hear, hear, hear. Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear. The Midrash on today's daily psalm, Psalm 24. This phrase is to be considered in the light of Eob, of Job's saying in Job 29, verse 14. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me, and it clothed I. Rav Hanina had taught, there is one to whom clothes are becoming, but whose clothes are not comely, and another whose clothes are comely, but to whom clothes are not becoming. There is one who is rich, but whose character does not go with his riches, and another, and other who is poor, but whose character does not go with his poverty. As Shlomo, as Solomon, as Solomon, King of Israel, King of Israel, said in Proverbs 13 and 7, there is he who gets richer and richer, yet hath nothing, no thing, nothing. There is he that gets poorer and poorer, yet hath great wealth. Proverbs Mashal 13 and 7. There is one who is strong, but whose character does not go with his strength, and another who is weak, but whose character does not go with his weakness. There is one who is youthful, and his countenance, his face comely, but whose wife is ungainly and repulsive, so that when she is carried in a litter of palanquin, people ask, who is the husband of that creature? And they are told,
that man is. But upon seeing the handsome and young man, they say, this young man has thrown himself away on that ungainly creature. If, however, the bride is comely, but the husband is ungainly and squat, people say, this bride has thrown herself away on that man. But Eob said, I am not like that man. Righteousness clothes Job, Eob, and Eob and Job clothes righteousness. Behold, I put on righteousness, and it becomes me, it becomes I. Just as David became this mizmor, became this psalm, and his psalm, his mizmor, became David. Erek le vashti wail labasheni kia me'il with anifa mishpati. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me, it clothed I. Edek, edek, lavashti, lavashti, lavashti. I put on righteousness. I put on edek, edek, lavashti. Wa yilabashe, it clothed I. I note that the preceding psalm, the preceding mizmor, the introductory phrase is a psalm of David in Psalm 23, verse 1. Mizmor le David. In the Kaf Gimel psalm, in the Sefer Tehillim, is mizmor le David, a psalm of David. While in this mizmor, today's daily psalm, it's le David mizmor. It is to David, le David, mizmor, a psalm, a chant, an intonation. How? Explain the different word order. Explain the different word order between mizmor, le David, and le David, mizmor. When David, David, besought the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, the Ayla Irid, to rest upon him, he summoned it with the words, a psalm of David. Mizmor le David. But when the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, came to him on its own account, he said, le David, mizmor, to David, a psalm. Another comment, le David, mizmor, la Yahuwah ha'aret, to David, a psalm. The land is Yahuwah, is Jehovah. The land is Yahuwah. The land is Adonai's, is Adonai's, La Yahuwah Ha'aretz, a parable of a king, of a melech, a negus, even negus neges, who had a retainer in a certain city. The inhabitants of the city honored him because they knew that he was the melech, the negus, even negus neges, retainer. And whenever he came to Ha'melech, to the king, to the negus, even negus neges, the negus, Ha'melech, also honored him, so that he was honored here as well as they are. When Ha'melech, when the king, when the negus, even negus neges, gave up his city, however, its inhabitants began to rebel against Ha'melech, against the negus, even negus neges, retainer, so that he had to return to his king, to his melech, to his negus, even negus neges. But later, when Ha'melech, when the king, the negus, even negus neges, reclaimed his city, and when, as before, Ha'melech, the negus retainer, the king's retainer, began to go about in the city, its inhabitants honored him again as Ha'melech's retainer, as the negus, the king's retainer. Thereupon Ha'melech, the negus, the king, even negus neges, said, when I gave up my city, you rebelled against him. Was he not my retainer then, even as he is my retainer now? Yet only now do you again honor him. Ha'melech, the king, the negus, even negus neges, is HaKadosh, is the Holy One. Baruch Hu, blessed be he. The city is the land of Yisrael, the land of Israel. And the king's retainer is David, is David, the king of Yisrael. During all the days that the land belonged to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, when David went out and came in before the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, the Israelites, he was honored by them. But when Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, gave up his land, saying in Ezekiel chapter 30, verse 12, I sell the land into the hand of evil men. In Ezekiel chapter 30, verse 12, I sell the land into the hand of evil men. The Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, the Israelites began to rebel against the king's retainer, against HaMelech, against the Negus and against retainer. For they said in 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 16, what portion have we in Dawid? What portion have we in David? Neither have we inheritance in the son of Yishai, of Jesse. To your tents, O Yisrael! 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 16. When HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, reclaims His land, however, the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, the Israelites, will return to His retainer, as is said in Hosea 3 and 5. Afterward, shall the Bnei Yisrael, shall the children of Yisrael, shall the Israelites return and seek Yahuwah Jehovah, their Elohim, true good, true God, and Dawid, and David, their king, their Melech, their Negus, even their Negus and the guest. Hence, it is said, Le Dawid Mizmor, La Yahuwah Ha'aretz. Therefore, it is said, today a song, the land is Yahuwah, is Jehovah. Another comment. Say a man owns a ship, but the cargo in it is not his. Or, if the cargo is his, then the ship is not his. It is not so with HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. For the earth is Adonai's, is Adonai's, and the fullness thereof, and all in her fullness. La Yahuwah Ha'aret, Ua Meloah. O Meloa and her fullness. Or, say a mortal man builds a house of 50 cubits, maybe a large house of 100 cubits, and altogether he stands no more than 3 cubits high. But it is not so with HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. For He created the earth, the earthly plane, and He fills it. As scripture says in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 6 and 3, the whole earth is full of His glory. Another comment on La Yahuwah Ha'aretz U'Meloaha. The earth is Yahuwah Jehovah's and her fullness. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created days, He set aside HaShabbat, the Sabbath. When He created months, moons, He set aside the festivals, the feasts. When He created Shanas, the years, He chose sabbatical years for Himself. When He created sabbatical years, He chose the years of Yobeliu, of Jubilee, for Himself. When He created the nations of the earth, the Goyim of the earthly plane, He chose the nation of Yisrael, Amo Yisrael, for Himself. When He created the nation of Yisrael, of Israel, He chose the Lewim, the Lewawiyan, the Levites, for Himself. When He created HaLewim, the Lewawiyan, the Levites, He chose HaKohanim, the priests, for Himself. When He created countries, He set aside the land of Yisrael out of all the countries as a heave offering. As is said, the earth is Yahuwah Jehovah's and her fullness thereof. La Yahuwah Ha'aretz U'Meloaha. Here fullness. Meloaha U'Meloaha and her fullness. U'Meloaha. This alludes to heave offering, as in the verse in Exodus 22 and 28. Thou, the I, shalt not delay to offer of the fullness of thy harvest and of the outflow of thy presses. So it is said, La Yahuwah Ha'aretz U'Meloaha, the earth is Jehovah's and her fullness thereof.
Our masters, Zionite masters, taught in the book of Psalms, all the Psalms that David composed apply either to himself or to call Israel, to all Israel. Each mizmor, each psalm that speaks in the singular applies to Dawid, to David's own person. And each mizmor, each psalm that speaks in the plural, the collective plural, it applies to call Israel, to all of Israel. Israel hulu. Whenever for the leader with string music is used, it introduces a mizmor, a chant, an intonation that deals with the age to come. Whenever a psalm of David, is used, it denotes that David played upon his harp. And that then the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, rested upon him. But where it is said to David, a psalm, LeDawid, Mizmor, it denotes that Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, the Eil HaIrit, rested upon David, and that then he played. The phrase maskil of David, the term maskil, meaning that requires elucidation, enlightenment, elucidation. It indicates that the mizmor, the psalm, the chant, the intonation, has to be explained by a Torguman, that is to say, by a skilled commentator. The phrase, a song, shir, mizmor, a song, a psalm, indicates that the psalm, the mizmor, has to be rendered by the singers and the players. And why these several directions? Because Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, the Eil HaIrit, the Memphis Kedush, does not come to rest in the midst of idleness or sadness or laughter or frivolity or idle talk, idle chat, but only in the midst of joy, as is said in 2 Kings 3 and 15. It came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of Adonai came upon him, that the hand of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, came upon him. And also in Genesis 45 and 27, when he saw the wagons that Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit, the Irish, the Ruach of Yaakov, of Jacob, their father, revived, lively up. And directly after that, in Genesis 46 and 2, scripture says, Elohim, the true good, the true God, spoke to Yisrael in the visions of the night. A verse that the Aramaic Targum, the interpretation, renders Ruach HaKadosh, the Eil HaIrit, the Holy Spirit, rested on Yaakov, rested on Jacob. Another comment. Consider La Yahuwah HaAretz U'Meloaha. The earth is Jehovah's and the fullness thereof, and her fullness. Consider this in the light of the verse in Nehemiah 9 and 6. Thou, even thou, art Adonai alone. Thou hast made heaven with all their hosts, the earth, and all things, and all things that are therein. On what day was the host of Shemayim created? Rava Yohanan maintained that the host of Shemayim, of the heavens, was created on the second day, for directly after it is said in Psalm 104 and 3, Yahuwah Jehovah, who laid the beams of his chambers in the waters. There follows the words in Psalm 104, the next verse, verse 4, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire. But Rava Simeon maintained that the host of the Tzavaot of Shemayim was created on the fifth day. For on that day Elohim said, let the waters bring forth abundantly fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of Shemaim in Genesis 1 and 20. Here the word foul is to be understood in its usual sense. But the words that may fly, ye'ofef, in the open firmament of heaven, refer to the host of heaven. For it is said in Isaiah 6 and 2, with two, he did fly, ye'ofef. Rava Julianus said, all agree that the host of heaven was not created on the first day. Lest heretics might say, while Mikael was stretching out Hashemayim in the east, Gabriel was stretching out Hashemayim in the west. Hat'adosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, was stretching the middle portion. The fact is that Hakadosh Levado alone, the Holy One alone, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, made all things, as we have in Isaiah 44 and 24. I am what Jehovah that maketh all things, that stretched the heavens alone, that spread abroad the earth by myself. Me'iti, by myself. When read as me'iti, who is with me, is to say, in the work of creation, who is partner with me, who is partner with I. Therefore, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since thou, the I alone, all one, didst create the heaven and the earth, I shall call them after thy name alone, all one. The earth is Jehovah's and her fullness thereof. Rav Azariah, Rav Nehemiah, Rav Rekayah, they told the parable, the mashal of a king, of a melech, of a negus, even negus and negas, who had two stewards, one in charge of the house and the other in charge of the fields. The one in charge of the house, Habayit, the Beit, knew all that happened in Habayit, in the house, and all that happened in the field. But the one in charge of the field knew only what happened in the field. Even so, Moses, who had gone up to Shemayim, to heaven, knew the upper as well as the nether world. And with the names, the Shemot of both, he prays HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, as is said in Deuteronomy 10 and 14. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord, is Adonai's, thy Elohim, true God. The earth also with all that therein is. But David, who had not gone up to Shemayim unto heaven, praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu only with what he knew, as is said, La Yahuwah Ha'aretz U'Meloaha, the earth is Jehovah's and U'Meloaha and her fullness thereof. HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Isle One, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, changed the original order of things, of things, and caused the earth to be watered from above for four reasons. One, first, to favor the germination of seeds. Second, to prevent noxious dews. Thirdly, to water the high places as well as the low. And fourthly, to make all living things lift their heads to Shemayim, to Shemayim, to heaven, to the heavens. What is the proof from Scripture? The verse in Job 5:11, El Elohim, God, sendeth rain upon the earth to make all things below turn toward the high, in Job 5:11. And also the saying, toward the Lord, toward Adonai, Adonai, is the earth and the fullness thereof. Rav Finchas said, a mortal negus, a mortal king, when in his bedchamber, cannot be in his banqueting hall. And when in his banqueting hall, cannot be in his bedchamber, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, the Isle One, blessed be He, fills the worlds above and below. As is said in Psalm 148 and 13, His glory is above the earth and heaven. And again in Jeremiah 23 and 24, do not I fill heaven and earth with mortals, with mortal men and people? There may be one who has a flock, but no pasture, and another who has a pasture, but no flock, and still another who has both flock and pasture, but who does not know how to feed his flock or what a good pasture is. But with HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Eilohim, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, it is not so. He has a flock, the Bayit Yisrael, the house of Israel, the Beit Yisrael, to whom He said in Ezekiel 34:31, ye y'all, my flock. He knows what a good pasture is, as is said in Ezekiel 34:14, I will feed them in a good pasture. He owns a pasture. The earth is Jehovah's and her fullness thereof. And he knows how to feed his flock, as is said in Ezekiel 34:15. I will feed my flock and I will cause them to lie down. Say it, Lord God. Say it, Adonai Yahweh. He has founded it upon the sea. Ki hu Allah yamin yisadaha. He has founded her. He has founded her upon the seas. Ki hu Allah yamin yisadaha. Upon four rivers, the Jordan, the Yarden, the Yarmouk, the Jarmuk, the Karamion, and the Pigah. Now, from the top of Pisgah, as it is said in Numbers 21:20, the top of Pisgah, it is seen upon the face of Yeshimon. Rav Chiya Barabba said, this verse implies that when a man comes up to the top of Har Nebo, Mount Nebo, he sees in the sea of Tiberias a whirlpool, sea-like, that is Miriam's well. Another comment. The passage beginning, who shall ascend into the mountain of Yahuwah, of Jehovah? Let me have here. Mi Ya'ile Behari Yahuwah. Mi Ya'ile Behar Yahuwah. Who shall ascend into the mount of Jehovah? It alludes to Moshe, of whom it is said, Moshe went up to Elohim, and Yahuwah and Jehovah called to him out of the mountain in Exodus 19:3. Thus, like this, in Deuteronomy 5:28, who shall stand in his holy place? This alludes to Moshe, to whom Elohim said, stand thou here by me. Stand I here by I, in Deuteronomy 5:28. He that hath clean hands, we have this in today's daily psalm. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established ha upon the floods. Ki hu ala yamima yisadaha wa ala neharota yekoneneha miya ya ille behari yahuwa u miya yakuma biya mekom kadsho Niki kapayim, he that have clean hand, Niki kapayim, vara levava, and a pure heart, u bar levav, and a pure heart, he that have clean hands. This alludes to Moshe too, in Numbers chapter 16, verse 15. In Numbers chapter 16, verse 15, it says, I have not taken one ass from them. And clear understanding alludes to the clear understanding of El Elohim, the true good, the true God's message that Moshe sought when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, go with my message to Paro, to Pharaoh. And Moshe replied, behold, when I come to the Bnei Yisrael, to the Israelites, and shall say to them, the Elohim of your fathers, your patriarchs, have sent me to you. And they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? Exodus 3:13. Who hath not taken without cause any life
who has not taken without cause any life. Nikia Kapayin, Uvar Levar, Asheloa, Nasa, Nasa, Lashava, Nafsho, Willo, Nishiba, Litmirma. Now, KJV reads it in other versions here. The Sefer Tehillim says, he that have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not taken my name in vain. Asher lo nasa lashawa nafsho. It's interesting here in the, when we look at the Hebrew, right? When we look at the Hebrew, who have not taken my name in vain. There's a variation in the Hebrew text. It's nafshi, nafsho, nafshi. Some have it as nafsho, a soul, his soul, and others as nafshi, my soul, my psyche, who have not taken my soul in vain. That must be understood, and it's good as a different form of the third commandment. My soul, nafshi, is the equivalent of me, my name, that are interchangeable. Now, the Katib, or what is written, it reads nafsho. This has been adopted by the authorized version, who have not lifted up his soul to vanity, that is, has not striven after aims that do not have child approval, has not striven after aims that have Jah's disapproval. So here we have, since who have not taken without cause any life, alludes to Moshe, who, not without good cause, took the life of Hamitri, the Egyptian. For it is said, he looked this way and that way, and when he saw that there was no man, he slew Hamitri in Exodus 2 and 12. What can he look this way and that way mean, except that Moshe beheld in that instant a court of angels, and with them he consulted, so that rightly empowered he smote Hamitri. Moshe also had foreknowledge that a proselyte would never descend from this Hamitri, this Egyptian, this Kemite, a fact implied by the words, quote, he saw that there was no man, so he slew the beast. Nor having been sworn, nor having been sworn, deceived his neighbor, nor having been sworn, deceived his neighbor, were low on Nishaba le Mirma, and have not sworn deceitfully, nor having been sworn, were low Nishaba, deceived his neighbor le Mirma. It just alludes to Moshe as well, of whom the words in Exodus 2:21, Jethro adjured Yoel Moshe to dwell with him. This proved that Moshe swore to Yitro, Jethro, not to go back to Kemen, to Mitzrayim, without Jethro, Yitro's consent. Why Yoel clearly indicates adjuration. As in the verse in 1 Samuel 14:24, Saul, Shaul, adjured Yoel, the people. Note well that scripture says of Moshe, when he wished, desired to go back to Kemet, to Mitzrayim, with the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Exodus 14:18, Moshe went and returned to Yitro, to Jethro, Chotno, his father-in-law. Hence it is said, hear, today's daily song, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of Melchizedek, it is said, Yisa, Veraka, Meyeti, Yehovah, he shall receive the Baraka, he shall receive the blessing, Meyeti, Yehovah, from Jehovah. Moshe was made Melech, king, Negus, and master of Kol Yisrael, of all Israel, and righteousness from the El Elohim of his salvation. Utzedaka me Elohe Yisho, and righteousness from the Elohe Yisho of Yisho, of his Yeshua, of his salvation, of his victory. Moshe was thought so deserving that HaTorah, the direction instruction, was given to Yisrael by Yado, by his hand. Another comment, the passage that begins, who shall ascend into the mount of the Lord, who shall ascend to the mount of Jehovah, mi ya'ille behari Yehovah,
Another comment. This alludes to Abraham, to whom Elohim said, get thee into the land of Moriah, upon one of the mountains that I will tell thee I of, in Genesis 22:2. And who shall stand in his holy place? Umi Yaqub, Bia Mikom Kadisho. This alludes to Abraham Avinu, of whom it is said, Abraham got up early in the boker in the morning to the place where he had stood lifnei Yahuwah before Jehovah in Genesis 19:27. He that hath clean hands, Nikia Kapayi, clean hands alludes to Avinu Abraham, who held himself aloof from spoil, and said to the king of Sodom in Genesis 14:23, I will not take a thread, nor a shoe latchet, nor a shoelace, nor aught that is thine. And a pure heart, and a pure heart, uvar levav, uvar lebab, and a pure heart. This alludes Avinu Abraham's lev, his lib, his heart. Of that it is said in Nehemiah 9:8, thou, the eye, foundest his heart faithful before the eye, foundest his heart hard to carve, faithful before the eye. In Genesis 15:6, it reads, and he believed, he believed, he amained in Jehovah. In Psalm 24:4, who without cause hath not taken any life? Asher lo nasa lashava nafshoa. This alludes to Namrud, whose life Abraham, it is said by some, took. Nor sworn to deceive his neighbor. This alludes to Abraham Avinu, who said to the king of Sodom in Genesis 14:22, I have lifted up Yadi la Yahuwah. I have lifted up my hand li Yahuwah to Jehovah. Hence, it is said, he shall receive the baraka meiti Yahuwah. Yisav raka meiti Yahuwah. As scripture says, Jehovah bless Abraham in all things, in all things, all things, in Genesis 24:1. And righteousness from the Elohim of his salvation, of his Yeshua, of his victory. As scripture says of Avinu Abraham, he be lived, he amen in Jehovah, and he who be, we be. And he counted it, counted hard to him for righteousness in Genesis 15:6. Another comment, the passage beginning, who shall ascend into the mountain of Jehovah, into the mountain of Adonai? Niya ya'ille bahari Yehovah. Another comment is that this alludes to Ya'ikov, to Jacob, to whom Elohim said, arise, go up to Beit El, to Bethel in Genesis 35:1. And who shall stand in his holy, in his isle of place? Umiya Yakum, Bia Mikom Akadisho. This alludes to Avinu Yaakov, of whom it is said, he lighted upon a certain place, a certain spot in Genesis 28:11. He that hath clean hands, Naki, Kapayi. This alludes to the matter of Lavan, of Laban, Laban robbing Yaakov. Of that Yaakov, Jacob said, I bore the loss of it. I bore the loss in Genesis 31:39. And a pure heart, uvar levav. This alludes to Yaakov's heart, heart to cleave. For he said to Lavan, to Laban in Genesis 31:37, whereas thou hast felt about all my stuff, has felt up all my stuff, what hast thou found? Who hath not lifted up his soul to vanity? This alludes to the fact that Yaakov had not lifted up his soul, his psyche, to Laban's, to Lavan's, to Raphim, to his household gods, his idols, nor sworn to deceive his neighbor with lo nishiva'ah le'mirmah. This alludes to Avinu Yaakov, of whom it said, Jacob, Yaakov, swore by the pachad, the fear, the dread of his father Yitzhak, Isaac in Genesis 31:53. Hence it is said, Yisa Braka Meiti Yehovah, he shall receive the Braka, the blessing from Jehovah, as the scripture says, El Elohim appeared to Yaakov again when he came from Padan Aram and blessed him in Genesis 35:9. And righteousness from the Elohim of his salvation. Tzedakah, may Elohe Yisho'ol. For Yaakov said, so shall my righteousness witness against me, against I hereafter. In Genesis 33.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Selah, 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 Selah.
Mizmor Kafdalet, Le David Mizmor. L'Adonai ha'aretz u'melo'ah, tevel ve'yosh ve'vah. Ki hu al yamim yesadah, ve'al neharot yechoneneha. Mi ya'ale ve'har Adonai, u'mi yakum bimkom kodsho. Neki chappayim uvar levav, asher lo nasa lashav nafshi, ve'lo nishba lemirma. Yissa verachame et Adonai, utzedaka me Elohe Yisho. Ze dor dorshav, mevakeshe fanecha Yaakov sel. Seu shearim rashechem, vehinasu pithe olam, veyavo melech hakavot. Mi ze melech hakavot, Adonai izuz vegibor, Adonai gibor milchama. שאו שערים ראשיכם, ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד. סלע, 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 סלע.